Here's another big picture to help us see how the Bible all fits together. Let's start by putting the kinds of books in the Old Testament: law, history, poetry, and prophets. There is both major and minor prophets. Let's put the kinds of books in the New Testament: Gospels, history, letters. There's three kinds of letters: letters by Paul to the churches, letters by Paul to individuals, and the general letters by people other than Paul. And prophecy. The Old Testament law. God reveals his character through the law. The New Testament Gospels. God reveals his character through Jesus. In both the Old and New Testament, God wants his people to know him. Old Testament history. God chooses the nation of Israel to make himself known to the world. New Testament history. God chooses the church to make himself known to the world. In both the Old and New Testament, God chooses his people to help make him known to the world. Old Testament poetry. Living life with Christ's provision concealed, meaning hidden. New Testament letters. Living life with Christ's provision revealed, meaning clearly seen. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, God requires his people to live by faith. In the Old Testament, they demonstrated their faith by following the law. In the New Testament, we demonstrate our faith by trusting in and following Christ, who fulfilled the law for us. Old Testament prophets, warning and hope, and Jesus the Savior is coming. New Testament prophecy, warning and hope, and Jesus the King of Kings is coming. In both the Old and New Testament, there is warning and hope. Hope that is certain and keeps us going in difficult times. The prophets in the Old Testament talked about the Savior and King because they did not know that he would be coming two different times. We look forward to his second coming as the King of Kings to reign forever and ever. What a wonderful hope we have. Now you have three pictures that you can teach others so they can understand the message of the Bible better and see how it all fits together.